Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Now that we're in the month of May, several events coming up that I want to share with you. First of all, a reminder that the Cass County Master Gardeners are hosting their annual plant sale this coming Saturday, May 8th. The event kicks off at 8 a.m. sharp, and we do encourage folks to get here early for best selection. We will be in the parking lot of the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. We do have a little space under the awning if the weather is bad. If the weather is nice and not raining, we'll be spread out throughout the parking lot. So we encourage you to come out and check out all of the different varieties of plants that we have available on the sale. Many different varieties of perennials, as well as some starts of tomatoes and sweet potatoes on the sale. Hostas are always a big hit, as well as a variety of lilies and many other common garden perennials that do well. Many of them dug from the Master Gardener's gardens, so they do well in this climate. All of the plants on the sale are labeled so you can know if they are to be planted in shade, sun, or part sun. Most of them will be labeled with the approximate mature height of the plant, as well as other characteristics. We'll also have Master Gardener volunteers on hand to answer questions about specific plants, as well as several pots and other garden decor items. I encourage you to come and check out all of the items on the plant sale. Plant sale does help support Master Gardener activities throughout the year, including our scholarship program, our community grants program, as well as beautification and food donation projects that the Master Gardeners are involved in around Cass County every year. Again, you can also follow the Cass County Master Gardeners page on Facebook. We have a list posted there of some of the common plants that we expect to have on the sale, and we will be adding to that as the week goes on, so plan to join us on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Come early for best selection and support the Master Gardeners at their spring plant sale this weekend. Also coming up this week, a deadline to register if you are interested in the Strengthening Families program for parents and youth 10 to 14. This program recognizes that middle school can be a challenging time for youth and their parents or caregivers. As children approach and reach middle school age, parents may want to be more protective and children may want more independence. This can lead to communication issues and a breakdown of communication as expectations change when children move out of that young infant and toddler stage. The Strengthening Families program for parents and youth 10 to 14 helps family members learn ways to connect and communicate with one another using positive communication skills. Cass County families with youth age 10 to 14 are invited to sign up for this free course being offered online to families throughout Cass County. It's offered through a partnership program and grant through Cass County Extension. The series will be held in the evenings beginning Monday, May 17th. The program has three different parts. Youth and caregivers will each attend separate sessions on Monday evenings and then joint sessions on Thursday evenings of the same week to discuss topics for the week and build family communication skills. The class will meet twice weekly online from May 17th through June 28th. Families enrolled will receive weekly meal kits or gift cards so they can enjoy a family meal together on meeting nights, as well as other incentives as they move through the program. The 7-week series is designed for parents or caregivers along with children who are between the ages of 10 and 14. During the class, parents and youth will work together on discussions, role plays, and building skills to discuss as a family. They will also build social connections with other families and youth in the program. The program is currently being implemented in all 50 states and more than 18 countries and is one of the top research programs for helping build family communication skills. If you are interested in this free program, you can find more information on the Cass County Extension website, or you can stop by the Cass County Extension office to sign up for this free program. You can return the flyer that is online to either the Extension office or the office of your local school district, and we would be happy to collect that and get you signed up for the Strengthening Families program. Again, that starts on Monday evening, May 17th, but we are asking families to sign up by this Friday, the 7th, so we have plenty of time to get materials distributed to families before the program starts. And finally, a quick reminder that with planting season underway, there is more slow-moving farm equipment on the road, the need for patience and caution on the road this spring. Every year, there are thousands of collisions between motor vehicles and farm machinery on rural roads. Incidents usually occur either when an approaching motorist hits a farm vehicle from behind as they are moving much more slowly, or when a passing motorist hits a farm vehicle that is attempting to make a wide left turn. Specialists in the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State University share some quick tips for rural motorists and farmers with the idea that it takes a combined effort of both parties to keep rural roads safe. Make sure that no matter which side of the driving equation you are on, remember that you are sharing the roadway with others, drive defensively, and make sure all vehicles and equipment are properly marked and operator intentions are clearly signaled. Motorists need to remember that farm vehicles are usually slow-moving, especially when marked with a slow-moving sign. Farmers who veer to the right of a roadway may actually be preparing to make a left-hand turn as they need to turn widely. If possible, farmers and motorists should try to make eye contact when turning or preparing to pass and never make assumptions. If you are driving on rural roads, you should be prepared to encounter farm vehicles and remember that they travel significantly slower than automobiles. You may only have a few seconds to react and slow down before overtaking and potentially rear-ending a farm vehicle. Keep in mind you may not have room to pass on hilly back roads. Slow down and keep your distance. Shoulder conditions often make it unsafe for farmers to pull heavy equipment to the side of the road, and they may not be able to pull over to let you pass. Be patient and enjoy the scenery. If you find yourself following a farm vehicle, even if you have to follow for a couple of miles, it will only take a few additional minutes of your time. And especially in the evenings, be alert as farmers are returning from the fields, and that combined with dusk lighting conditions make farm vehicles more difficult to see. If you are a farmer operating equipment on the road, make sure you're only allowing licensed and appropriately trained operators to take farm machinery onto the road. Make sure farm machinery is equipped with lighting and marking devices recommended by equipment manufacturers and required by state and local laws. Remind all operators to use appropriate hazard lights and turn signals when traveling on roads. Try to minimize your total vehicle width and secure equipment in the transport position before entering roadways, even if you're only traveling a short distance. Be sure to watch for approaching traffic and any vehicles that may be trying to pass. Obey all traffic laws and signals, and exercise additional care when entering roadways, approaching unsigned or blind intersections, crossing narrow bridges, going around sharp corners, or over hills. And again, remember, it is everyone's job to keep our rural roadways safe this planting season. If you're looking for information on upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, I encourage you to check out the Cass County Extension website, follow us on Facebook, stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street, or call 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.